Jesus invited three of his disciples to climb up a mountain with him. The disciples were James and John and Peter. And you might remember that disciples are people who really want to learn from Jesus and want to help him with his work. And so these were people who went with Jesus wherever he went. And one day he chose three of them and said, "Please come up the mountain with me." These three guys had been fishermen before, so they hadn't done a lot of mountain climbing, and here they were going steep and high up the mountain, higher and higher, farther away from the village and from any people. All they could hear was the wind and the songs of birds and maybe their own footsteps crunching along, and maybe their own breath coming harder and louder the tireder they got. When they finally made it to the top of the mountain, they were relieved to get a chance to rest and catch their breath. And then they looked at Jesus, and they saw that something really different and surprising was happening. Jesus was shining with a radiant light like they had never seen anything like this before. It was like light was coming from inside him, and light was all around him. His face was shining like the sun. His clothes were shining so bright that it hurt their eyes almost to look at him. And the air around him was shimmering. And as they looked, they realized now there were two more people standing there besides Jesus. There was Moses, who was a leader from long ago, who used to sometimes talk to God, and when he would come back from talking to God, his face would shine so bright, people made him put a veil over his face because they were afraid to look at him. He was so shiny. And then there was also Elijah, a prophet so faithful that he was taken right into heaven on a fiery chariot. When Peter saw these three figures standing together, he said, "Oh, it's a good thing I'm here. I think maybe I should build a shelter for Jesus and a shelter for Moses and a shelter for Elijah." But even as he was speaking, it seemed like the air all around was getting both brighter and foggier all at the same time. It was like they were getting wrapped in a gleaming cloud. And then another voice was heard, and this was a voice like nothing they had ever experienced before. It's kind of like thunder, and they could feel it in their bodies. And the voice was saying, "This is my beloved child. He does everything I ask. He says what I instruct. He's representing me beautifully. I'm so pleased with him, and I really want you to listen to him." Well, at this point, the three disciples, James and John and Peter, got so overwhelmed with the bright light and this voice reverberating in them that they fell down on the ground and hid their faces. And then, a little while later, they felt Jesus touching them on their backs and saying, "Don't be afraid. Get up. We're going to head back down the mountain now." And when they peeked out from under their hands, they saw that everything was back to normal. Jesus looked like he'd always looked before. Moses and Elijah were gone. The day was an ordinary day with the birds singing and the wind blowing. And so they got up with Jesus and they headed down the mountain. And while they went down, they had a lot of questions they wanted to ask him. And he tried to answer. And then he said to them, "Now, when we get to the bottom of the mountain, we're not going to talk about what happened up there. It's not the time yet. A time will come to talk about it, but it's not for a while yet." And they said, "Okay, if that's the way you want it, we won't talk about it." But they, each of them in their own minds and hearts, knew that they would never forget how Jesus looked in that moment of pure light. And they would never forget that voice which had said, "This is my beloved, listen to him." Can you find somebody's hand to hold so that we can say a prayer together? Jesus, we're here to listen to what you say to us today. And we thank you for our parents and our Sunday school teachers and for this whole church that is all listening along with us and helping us to learn. And when we are dazzled by your light, we pray that it would strengthen our faith. Amen.